Hey guys, ECRG here, back with another episode. The title of this episode is Contract CRA versus Permanent CRA. But this episode is a lot more than that. This was actually a listener wrote in and asked this question, so I'm going to read their email here in a second. But they have asked to keep them anonymous, so I'm going to keep them as anonymous as possible. Obviously not going to talk about the company and you know, their name and all that stuff. So let's go ahead and get into it. But before we do, I want to let you guys know about the resume review program. And if any of you guys need help improving your resume or breaking into the clinical research field, I have a slew of options for you with the resume review program. So email me, eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. So let's go ahead and get into it. So basically they said, we spoke/emailed a while back being a CRA, as well as trying to build a site on the side. You know, currently they have a few studies, but they're trying to hire a study coordinator and they feel like they're on the brink of burnout. So they want to ask this question about what they should do about the CRA life. So I wanted to pick your brain on contract CRA versus permanent CRAs. I understand the money is better with contractors, but they have no PTO, no 401k, no benefits, responsible for their own taxes, and are constantly having to hustle to find future contracts. But is it all really worth it? Specifically, the hourly rate. I'm open about money, so here it goes. My current compensation package is about $80,000 with about $3,000 to $5,000 of bonus. I've been with the same CRO for about 2.5 years now. Really feel they're getting subpar pay with them. I've dismissed it because of the income I generate through my site. But now with the site having good, steady cash flow, I want to focus on upping my CRA pay. I just reactivated my LinkedIn last week as well as started to explore CRA opportunities, hence the question. Should I go contract or just hop on another CRO train? What kind of pay should I expect from another CRO? Don't know if they are the same, but from what I hear and with my experience, CROs suck. Man, they allocate you like crazy and assign a stupid, unrealistic FTE. Currently on 3 projects and I wonder how much I could be generating if I was a contractor. Any feedback at all would be appreciated. And also, have you ever thought about switching to the 1099 side as well? So we got a lot of different things to get into with this. This is not just your average CRA contract versus permanent question. So my stance, and I did respond to them. Let's break this down first. So obviously, with the base pay as a CRA level 2, you are getting underpaid. A CRA 2 should be making 95 to about 105 in salary. Senior CRA will make more than that, 105, 125. But you should be around 6 figures. If not 6 figures, right underneath it as a CRA too. So you are getting underpaid a little bit. But, and this is a big but because you do own a business also, is having the flexibility to step in and run that business. So it sounds like, you know, as your current CRO, CRA, they aren't, you're able to run a completely separate business at the same time. So, you know, that's nothing to sneeze at, because you could easily go to another CRO and they're going to run you right into the ground and you're going to have no time to run that business. That business could fail because of that. So it sounds like the situation you're currently in, even though you're underpaid, you have time and you have the flexibility to run your business also. So I think that's something that's going to take strong consideration, because yeah, they might pay you about 10 to 15 more K, but your business might fail unless you have partners or other people who are going to step in and run it while you're doing that. In that case, then by all means, I would get more CRA money. That's something to consider. And that's probably my biggest consideration, is how much flexibility would I have, because it's a big thing. It's kind of like, you know, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. You might make more money at another CRO or pharma company, but it's a risk. And so I would definitely, I mean, I guess my consideration is I would definitely get the business running to where it does not require much of your input, or if you have other partners, before leaving and trying to make more money as a CRA, because you can be run into the ground very quickly as a CRA, and you know, it could be so hectic where your business might fail. As far as contract versus permanent, This is an interesting question because it's hard to know. I mean, I lean on the side of going contract because you'll have a lot more flexibility. You can work for 6 months, a year, sign a contract like that, then go work on your site after that. You don't have to renew a contract. You don't have benefits and you have to be a little bit more hungry, but you have that flexibility I was talking about. And not to mention, you know, as a regular CRA, permanent, your salary is going to be constant. So no matter how much you work, whether you work 100 hours a week or whether you work 20 hours a week, you're making the same amount of money. So that's something to keep in mind. But as a contract CRA, you might feel like your time is usually a little bit better because every hour you're making money. Every hour you work, you're making money. So if you work 100 hours a week, you're going to get paid for 100 hours worth of work. Or if you only work 20 hours a week, you're going to get paid for 20 hours worth of work. But then you can also use that extra 20 hours to work on your site. So, I mean, you know, there are part-time contracts too. You can negotiate for, and some of them have that. There are contracts with complete remote SDV. You're just working from home. So you can even do that at night and, you know, work on your site during the day or however you want to do it. So I do think contracting offers you a lot more flexibility than the permanent role does. Pretty much if they say you got to go here, you got to go there. But with contracting, you are able to kind of pick what you want to do. Now, I have not heard of many CRAs being able to get contracts with only 3 years, 2.5 years, 3 years of experience. Normally, I see you need 5 years. I'm not saying it's not possible because anything is possible when you're a CRA, but I would just be careful with that. And the pay rates are good. Now, as a business owner myself, you know, some of the other benefits don't really mean that much to me, like 401k, because, you know, my retirement is in the businesses. And I'm not just talking about this channel. There's other businesses that I own also. But so I wouldn't really consider that. PTO, I mean, you could be flexible with that. I mean, it's probably PTO is probably one of those things where, you know, you could do without it because the money's so good as a contractor, but you really appreciate it once you have it, you know, being able to just take a couple of days off. Because when you're in a contract, usually you're not able to just take days off like that. Because obviously if you don't work, you're not getting paid. So, you know, I think it's a difficult situation because right now with your current CRO, I'm assuming you're permanent and you get all those benefits. So it sounds like you're really in a good situation right now. I would see maybe if you could somehow increase your pay with your current company. Maybe if you get another job offer, they can match it. Maybe you can just ask for a raise because you feel like you're not commensurate with the market rate and see what they say. I know that's one of the hardest conversations to have, but you know, it really sounds like you're in a good situation being able to grow your business as well as work as a CRA. And I know you said that you feel like you're being burnt out, but I wonder if that's more from the site side, not from the CRO side, from the CRA side. So that's something to keep in mind also. So, you know, I'm leaning more towards going to contract just because of the flexibility or staying with your current company and seeing if they'll raise your pay some, just because it's been so good. But if the business ever gets to the point where you can kind of really do your own thing and you don't have to do that much with it, then of course, you know, jack up that pay as much as you can, go wherever you can and make as much money as you can, have at it. So that's really my take on it. And then they also ask at the end, have I ever thought about switching to the 1099 side? Yes, I have. And I do plan on doing that at some point because of the flexibility and how I could kind of tie that in with this channel together. And, you know, that being the start of something much bigger. So we'll see. But yeah, I think you've got a lot of good options here. You kind of have, it's kind of like a risk of having too many options. It's kind of like a good thing. It's like a good problem to have. You have so many options, but it's also sometimes good when you don't have many options because the path forward is clear. But you know, I've spoken enough. I think you know where I stand, and I also responded to your email. But really great question. This has a lot of a lot of different aspects I like of, you know, betting on yourself and entrepreneurship, and you know, it has a lot of things I like discussing. So I appreciate your question. This is a really thoughtful question, and I hope this helps a lot of people. So if you have any other questions like this, email me, eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. Take care.